Hey, this is Spencer. You're listening to WFO Medford 91.5. This is, of course, Music for Birds, everyone's favorite music and bird facts show. Yeah, we're going to go with that. Music and bird facts tonight. I made a good playlist tonight, I think. I kind of feel like I want to go off of it, though, but I put all this work into it. So I guess we're going to see what happens. I'm not sure if we're going to do mostly bird facts or mostly music tonight. But you know what? Let's see if we can get a good mix, of both, a hearty mix of bird facts and not bird facts. All right, it's that time of the night. It's bird fact time. So I've got a couple of bird facts for everyone who wants to learn more about these beautiful creatures that live in the world with us. The tallest bird at around 9 feet tall is the ostrich. The ostrich is also the heaviest bird at 345. 345 is the average weight of an ostrich. The heaviest flying bird, because let's all remember about the ostrich, you know, it can't fly. The heaviest flying bird is the mute swan. You know, that's like the classic swan that you see like in a lake, right? Swan Lake, there we go. The fastest bird clocking in at 106 miles per hour. Wow, check that out. Is the spine-tailed swift. It's so fast, they had to name the bird fast. So congratulations to the spine-tailed swift for being the fastest bird. Congratulations to the ostrich for just being an absolute unit, apparently, at 345, 9 foot tall. So big wins tonight for the ostrich and the spine-tailed swift. Go them.
Making love to you, hold me close.
So I've been looking through my highly curated list of bird facts here, and I know a lot of listeners out there are, you know, we have a lot of house wren fans out there, very popular bird, so I've heard. So we have a really fun little bird fact about the house wren. It can feed 500 spiders and caterpillars to its nestlings during a single summer afternoon. I don't even know how that works. Like, you have to go find the spider or the worm, bring it back to the nest, and like redo and repeat 500 times in a single summer afternoon. Now, I understand that summer afternoons are quite long, but 500? I mean, the house wrens are putting in the work. You got to give it to the house wren. 500 spiders and worms. Do you think you have the same dedication? Think about that. Think about that during this next song. So we're about halfway through the hour, which means it's time for a PSA, which also has some facts. Not bird facts, unfortunately, but we have some facts today about texting and driving. So, a few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact three. Did I say I don't even know. We're just going to keep rolling with it. Distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. Fact four. This has been a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org and DemoFo in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And you know what? Why not another bird fact while we're here? While we're at it, why not to add to that wonderful list from our PSA sponsor? Another fun little fact about birds. Hummingbirds beat their wings as fast as 50 times per second. The fastest of any bird on the planet. This speedy wing beat puts a rotating wrist joint. Oh, plus a rotating wrist joint allows a hummingbird to hover in place, to fly backwards and upside down, and to catch tiny flying insects. What would it be like to fly upside down? Next show, we're going to get a hummingbird in here. We're going to ask it some questions, such as, you know, how does it fly? Yup.
Change to get up, let's do it. Secret Santa, are you gifted? People watching secret cameras. They keep the distance. When you tried, did it make the difference? We've been so dramatic. People watching, they're like, why you laughing? I'm like, why you trying? They're like, stop asking. I let a whole lot pass me. When you tried, was it everlasting? Was it ever answered? The last thing that you ever asked me. People watching, I watch the people pass me. People, persons I don't get along with have the nerve to ask me, are you sure about this? Please don't worry about this. If you don't hurry, you won't never catch me. I said, if you love me and you want me to stay, you just gotta give me the time of the day. You can always tell me how you want it to be. I just have a feeling about a couple of things. She told me that the pleasure in the secret you make is dealing with depression in a meaningful way. She came to the show and I practically beamed. She was dancing and laughing at me. I write songs everywhere I go, everywhere I land. I don't have a band, I don't need a band. I wrote songs in Japan on my grandma's baby grand. She was dancing, clapping her hands. What do you do if the mirror is looking at you funny? Massachusetts maple syrup, you're sweeter than honey. The sunny side of the street is 200 degrees in the summer. And I bet everything I have on it, I put a little Ramataz on it. I'm only sad when I'm mad, honest. A falling out will put you back on it. Hey, I said put a little bag in it. But I make bad decisions, I make them all the time. We have inner demons, that's a hell of a find. They say a dirty kitchen is some kind of a sign. 20-something vision with my eyes in my mind. I said if you love me and you want me to stay, you just gotta give me the time of the day. You just gotta tell me how you want it to be. I just got a feeling about a couple of things. Time froze but kept counting, I wasn't watching. I'm doing this my whole life, almost let it stop me.
Yeah.
But every time they're by themselves, they always tell me, help yourself. Pretty girls, they never deal with sadness well, and never think about their joy. That's why they need ugly boys.
Did the girls go? Please, baby.
So unfortunately, my time is almost up tonight, but I do have one more fact about my personal favorite bird, the peregrine falcon, right? They're super cool. If you're from New York City, you see these a lot because the shape of the city itself, the buildings, are very beneficial for peregrine falcons because they can jump from a high place and catch pigeons below. Little fun fact before the actual fact about peregrine falcons. But they can reach speeds of up to 200 miles per hour when diving for prey. They use their balled up talons to knock out their prey, then catch the birds before it like hits the ground or water. So yeah, these little birds, they're cannibals. So if you like birds, maybe don't like peregrine falcons. Or maybe like them even more because they're like an alpha bird. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life or how to like the birds you like, but you know, a little food for thought for my bird lovers out there. A little food for thought for for the end of the night.
Days, all these miles I've been driving will wind their way up fearlessly to you. I can see it, us laughing till we're crying about nothing at all and everything too. In the middle of nowhere, I'll sing along to a new song. I'll sing it at the top of my lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a ladder.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.